From the WSBT studios, it is the Roster Doctors. I'm Jim, he's Craig. We're winding down.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
We are so close to the end.
Yeah, week 14 is in the books, and that for a lot of us is the first week of the fantasy football playoffs. It's also in the books. Are you still alive? Well,
not in one of my leagues.
If you are, we can help you out. Of course, if you have any questions about your upcoming week, you can also get a hold of us on Twitter at RosterDocsWSBT. We will be recapping, of course, everything that happened in week 14, gets you ready for week 15. And, of course, that question of, are you still alive? Well, I'm not.
You're not.
Congrats to the ones that are still in it. However, it was the Philadelphia kicker. Early on in the game on Monday night that eliminated my number one seeded team because I was only up by three, and that's all my opponent, the AC, had left, and that's all he needed. I knew that I wasn't getting it done. But you got,
isn't that the worst feeling when you go into, like, Monday night and you have a lead, but you know you're not going to keep it?
You're not going to keep
it. And you don't have anybody else playing. It's just this dead man walking type feeling.
I was hoping for... Like him warming up.
Pulling a hamstring?
Yeah, he strained a hammy or something like that.
Tweak a knee?
Or there's a roughing the kicker and he's out for the rest of the game. All the worst case scenarios, you know. Yeah. I was hoping for them all. After he hit the first field goal that it made it 7-3, because one time he did go for two. Mm-hmm. No, they were supposed to go for two. Then they pulled the kicker off the field. I was like, dang it.
Right.
I'm sorry, put the kicker on the field.
Right. Yeah.
That was frustrating. Yeah, but anyway.
That first touchdown that they had. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to tell the other story of why I'm eliminated, because I started Deshaun Watson. He was at home.
Who saw that coming?
That's a no-brainer because Jimmy Garoppolo was going to take on the Saints. And who would have thought that game would have been a shootout, an absolute shootout? Deshaun had a good game, not a terrible game. He had 34 fantasy points.
Yeah.
44 that Jimmy had on the bench would have gotten me advanced the next round.
Yeah.
And 34 just wasn't enough. And this goes to my longtime rule, and I'm going to say it here because it's true, because – sometimes you're going to second-guess yourself when you get into the playoffs and get deep into the playoffs. You have to dance with the date that you brought.
Mm-hmm.
The date that brought me all the way to the number one seed was Deshaun Watson. I could not put Jimmy out there against the Saints defense who've been playing well all season.
Right.
Who
especially
knew
the last
that he
few
would
weeks,
torch them?
Yeah.
And he did. He torched them. But no one saw that coming.
Yeah. Oh.
But you have to dance with the date that you brought.
Yeah.
It just didn't work out. But I don't feel bad about it
because
I wouldn't have got the number one seed had I been starting Jimmy in some of these games over Deshaun Watson. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it works out. So I'm not going to lie. It was tough doing doing the prep work for this week's show because it's kind of like working at a five-star steakhouse, Jim. When the doctor just told you yesterday that you can't have red meat for a while.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I mean, so those steaks are coming out. And how do you like your steak? Medium?
Yeah.
Medium well?
You hear it sizzling.
Oh, yeah. And you can't have it. You can't touch it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst. Maybe even going out to dinner at a five-star the day after the doctor says, mm-mm.
You've got to have the salad, sir.
That's right. No.
No.
And you're having like pre-Christmas like dinner with like people from out of town. And it's at Heston's or someplace like that.
It's at Heston's.
Oh, it just makes you so. That's how I feel right now. That we have to talk about fantasy and get ready for fantasy in the playoffs. And my team is out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
It hurts. But we got to do it.
Yeah.
We got to do it, guys. This is some thrills and kills. A lot of big thrills this week, of course. And if you know that,
if you had anybody
alive,
in that Niners Saints game,
yeah, no doubt about it. We start with Drew Brees. That wasn't a Niners Saints game. 29 of 40, 349 yards, 5 touchdowns, also 1 rushing yard and a touchdown to go with it.
Hey,
yeah, no doubt about it. He threw touchdowns to 4 different receivers against a tough 49ers defense. It is also the 4th best fantasy performance of the year Drew Brees had on Sunday. And, you know, you look at his upcoming schedule. They have Indy at home, then at Tennessee and at Carolina. Drew Brees has got it. I mean, you waited for him to come back through the injury, and now he can carry to the championship if he stays healthy and continues to do what he did on Sunday.
Show me the money!
Kills. You know, it's tough to say this, but he is killing you. But it's Russell Wilson. 22 of 36, 245 yards, no touchdowns, 1 interception. He had 5 rushes for 28 yards. Russell Wilson is in a bit of a slump, guys, especially the amazing first half of the season that he had. But he's only surpassed 17 points, fantasy points, once in the last 7 games.
That ain't good.
You correlate that to Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill's outscored Russell Wilson in 5 of the last 7 games. Up next is the 10th best defense against opposing quarterbacks in Carolina, at Carolina. And then it lessens up. He has Arizona. But then it's the rematch. This is a big one. Week 17, Russell Wilson taking on San Fran in week 17. That's a big one. But again, Russell hasn't been carrying you for a while.
Right. If you've been relying on Russell Wilson, you're placing the standings a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
You're not in that same spot.
And
not in a good way either.
Got a text from one of our listeners, Bobby. And he says Tyler Lockett is killing you right now, too, kind of because of that. But he was a late scratch last Monday when they played, too. So if you had Tyler Lockett in your lineup, I mean, you got that late scratch. You had to buy on your roster more likely to put him in for him. But the Russell Wilson thing is kind of baffling. But Carolina, at Carolina this week, but Arizona, you might want to start another quarterback, though, this week.
Doesn't he typically go into, like, this – couple weeks swoon right before the playoffs, and then we're so quick to jump on him. And
well, usually he's smoking hot late in the season and starts out slow. This year went the exact opposite way.
Okay.
I mean, 17 points only once in the last 7 games.
Wow.
That's not getting it done for a fantasy quarterback.
No.
So Russell Wilson, he is killing you right now.
No!
Drew Lock. When the kid finally was healthy enough to play, he's been playing really well. 22 of 27, 309 yards, 3 touchdowns and an interception, 3 rushes for 15 yards. Got his first road victory in Houston, taking on the Texans. He's 3-0 as a starter, guys. He's got some good matchups coming up. At KC, Detroit, and Oakland to close out the season. He could be a nice streaming option for you in the playoffs. I mean, and think about this. If you're still alive, you're in a league that you may have Russell Wilson. Maybe you like that matchup of Drew Lock at KC this week.
He's got a hot hand. He has really taken, like, he didn't start the season.
Right. He was hurt until they didn't play him until he got 100% healthy.
Yeah, he is the future of the Broncos.
Yeah, it looks like it. And, of course, playing at Arrowhead is a tough matchup.
Yeah.
But if you want to be a starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos, you're going to have to go into Arrowhead a few times in your career.
Right.
They are in your division. But, yeah, if you're looking for a streaming option, Drew Lock, not a bad one, at least for this week, and maybe for next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
At KC, home against Detroit, and home against Oakland. We'll see. But Drew Lock is definitely thrilling you coming out of last weekend.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
And then here's one of the kills of the season.
this right here, one of the kills of the season, huh?
Baker Mayfield versus Cincinnati, one of the worst pass defenses in the entire league.
How?
11 of 24, 92 yards passing.
Holy cow.
No touchdowns. Two INTs.
Like, there's no excuse for that.
Two rushes. 113 yards. A touchdown. So he had more ground. I mean, he had more yards on the ground than he did in the air against one of the absolute worst pass defenses in all the NFL.
There's no excuse for that. With the level of talent that he's got around him. Now, granted, he hasn't been utilizing that talent to the greatest of his abilities, and I think that's more on the coaching staff.
And they won the game.
And they still won, too.
And they won the game.
Yeah, he should have personally lit up the Bengals.
As everybody else has been doing all season.
Yeah.
92 yards is inexcusable. And he wants to throw the training staff under the bus, why he didn't play well. I mean, you run out of excuses. Because now you almost have two full seasons as a starter under your belt. You're running out of excuses. When you've gotten more yards cutting the grass in the commercials than you have passing, that pretty much sums up the Baker Mayfield season, not just this week.
Are we looking at another wholesale change in Cleveland this soon after they made the moves that they did?
Let's think about this real quick. Greg Williams, they didn't hire as a head coach because after he got the interim head coaching job, the defense got worse over the last seven games that he was the head coach.
Okay. But the offense got better.
Yeah. But then you hire Freddie Kitchens, and you brought in all the talent on offense, mm-hmm. and the offense got horrible
overnight. Unwatchable.
This team was supposed to be a playoff team. They went out and made all these moves. Vegas had them at 10-11 wins.
Yeah.
They're not going to sniff 10-11 wins, ladies and gentlemen.
They're not going to sniff five.
It's
bad. I don't think they're going to sniff five.
I think Freddie's dead. I think Curtis Mayfield. I think Curtis Mayfield.
Curtis Mayfield is coming back from Freddie Kitchens.
If they start playing that in Browns and Cleveland Stadium.
Oh, man.
Freddie's dead. If you guys don't.
And that's not.
I know there's a whole generation of people that don't know who Curtis Mayfield is.
Yeah,
Freddie's dead. Pretty much, it's classic.
That right there is a damn shame. By the way, that you had to mention that. that's also not the typical arena rock either. Like, is Jimmy Haslam queuing that one up?
That'd be great.
That would be fantastic.
But right now, season long kill. Baker Mayfield doing it. Once again,
you big dummy.
Mitch Trubisky, your man Mitch, our man Mitch, Thursday night, we all saw it. 23 of 31, 244 yards, three touchdowns, one INT, 10 rushes, 63 yards, and a touchdown against the boys at home. Mitch Trubisky also became the first quarterback to have a 70% completion ratio, passer, three touchdowns, run for a touchdown, all in the same game. Mitch Trubisky is getting it done. Now, will he do it again in Green Bay? He's been getting it done for pretty much the last month.
Yeah.
But if you're streaming quarterbacks, don't forget about Mitch at Green Bay. It's not an insurmountable matchup for him.
Not really, no.
No. And then after that, KC at home and then at Minnesota. Could be worse if you're streaming quarterbacks. This could be your guy.
There's worse options out there.
Yeah, exactly. This could be your guy because right now he's thrilling going into week 15. Another kill. Thought it's going to be a good matchup. Benny Snell. Jim?
Yeah.
We thought it was going to be a good one.
Yeah.
16 carries, 41 yards, one fumble for Benny Snell against the Arizona Cardinals. Another fumble. And another favorable matchup this week.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm getting
it came up short.
I'm getting indigestion from the kills that you've been rattling off so far.
Because some of these guys,
we thought were gonna be like they were locks.
Yeah,
they were locks.
Yeah,
to unleash just this point barrage for you, and fast forward a week, and here I am getting gas because of it.
James Conner could be coming back. He's trying to practice this week, so Benny Snell may be ineffective from here on out. Also, oh by the way, they're playing Buffalo. At Buffalo, that'll be interesting.
Buffalo's defense too.
If at Buffalo and then they have at Baltimore at the end of the season, so Benny Snell. Yeah, you might as well just bench him because if James Conner's healthy, you won't see him. He won't. I mean,
yeah,
maybe a flex at the best, but not against Buffalo.
Mm-mm.
He's killing you. Well, he killed you last time. Aaron Jones finally is thrilling you.
Right.
He's on the kill list the last few weeks.
I wasted a quality Aaron Jones start,
man,
in a playoff
man.
Loss.
Finally. 16 rushes, 134 yards, and a touchdown. 6 receptions, 58 yards on 5 targets. This is the week you waited for, Aaron Jones owners. He has been feast or famine all season long. He has 5 games this year, Jim, with 6 or fewer fantasy points.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 games of 23 points or more.
Yeah. When he's been on, he's been on.
You got to ride it out.
Yeah.
This week, he's got Chicago at home. Chicago has been susceptible to the run. Then at Minnesota, and then home against Detroit. Those are all coming up next. You got to ride the Aaron Jones wave, guys, if you own him, because you just don't know what you're getting from week to week to week. But for 1 week, he was back on the thrills list. He did not kill you for a change.
Show me the money!
Alvin Kamara, however, he's been killing you. We know he's been hurt. You waited for him to come back. He came back.
He came back too soon.
Man, he's still not getting it done.
No.
Last week, he had 13 rushes, 25 yards, 4 receptions, 18 yards, and 6 targets. Kamara has been a bust for a guy that you took as a top 4 running back in the NFL draft, in your fantasy football draft, I should say.
He was my keeper in my keeper league.
Mm. Hasn't scored a touchdown since week 3, and aside from his 17-point output in week 11, he hasn't gone over 15 fantasy points since September 22nd.
Here comes that gas again.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Home against Indy this week, then at Tennessee, at Carolina. You'd love to think Alvin Kamara could get out of his own way, but he just may not be able to.
Is it because of the injury?
We don't know. But they're not giving him the touches. I mean, okay, I take it back. He did have 13 rushes and 4 receptions on 6 targets.
Yeah.
But it's just the production is just not there and may not be there.
Like he's missing a gear.
Yeah.
He's missing the gear that we all thought Todd Gurley was going to be missing, honestly.
After the season, we're gonna hear something.
Yeah.
But
then we're gonna hear something. As soon as the Saints season is done, that's when we're gonna find out.
Yeah, that's it. But right now, Alvin Kamara, a keeper and a top 4 running back taken in most drafts.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's killing you right now.
No!
A.J. Brown, though, he is absolutely thrilling you. 5 receptions, 153 yards, 2 touchdowns on 7 targets, 1 rush for 13 yards to go with it. He has accounted for 24% of the targets and 40% of the receiving yards in the past 3 games for the Tennessee Titans. Ryan Tannehill simply loves A.J. Brown. He is averaging 13.2 points per game over that 3-game stretch. And there's no reason to think that he's going to let up. They got Houston this week, and then New Orleans, and then at Houston. So they have Houston twice in the last 3 weeks, and then you got a New Orleans sandwich game in between there, but it's at Tennessee. And we know that New Orleans is a completely different team on the road than they are at home.
Yes, they are.
So A.J. Brown, if he's out there, which he could very well be out there in your fantasy league, if you can still pick him up, pick him up.
They're a little bit different of a team on on the road.
Yeah.
In a place that could be...
It's going to be cool.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. They're not playing in a blizzard by any stretch.
No.
It's still in Tennessee.
Yeah, still Nashville.
But... Tennessee gets cool at least.
Yeah.
And that has slowed the Saints down historically.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. But
could be one of those wet days too. That'll slow it down too.
If you've been contemplating putting A.J. Brown in your lineup, contemplate no more. And if he's out there and you can still make transactions, that should be the number one guy you go pick up this week. I mean, he could be. Where did I put him in my lineup? Well, if you have a flex position, that's the best flex you're going to have.
It's number one flex of the week.
No doubt.
A.J. Brown.
Yeah, exactly. Another guy that killed you this week is Davante Adams. Mm. 4 catches, 41 yards, 6 targets against a favorable matchup. Another guy. Yeah. Favorable matchup versus Washington.
That's the thing that has killed me, too, all year. Mm. Like, I've played the favorable matchups, and I've been burned a solid amount of the time.
Davante Adams looks to get healthy against Chicago, which, if you remember, week one, Davante Adams was killing the Bears.
Yeah.
Until he went out with a horrific hit.
Yeah.
But here's a chance to finish that game out. Yeah, this time it's in Green Bay, too. Also, after that, they have at Minnesota, and they close out the season at Detroit. You're putting Davante Adams in your lineup every week, mm-hmm. as long as he's healthy. I mean, so you're not right. sitting Davante Adams. I'm saying that he could have bounced back from being a kill this week and being a thrill next week very easily. So, but, yeah, unfortunately, he killed you last week, and he may be the reason that you're not even in the fantasy playoffs anymore.
Right.
You big dummy.
He may be looking for some revenge, too, against the Bears.
Yes, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Austin Eckler, he's thrilling you. 8 rushes. 101 yards.
8 rushes, 1,000,000 yards.
4 receptions, 112 yards, 1 touchdown on 5 targets.
That was ridiculous to watch.
Still splitting carries with Melvin Gordon. Splitting touches. Melvin Gordon had a good game, too. Splitting touches has not hurt Austin Eckler's value, not one bit.
No.
Matter of fact, he exploded this week with limited touches. He only touched the ball, 12 times.
Yeah.
He had 213 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, I've been, like, I thought when Melvin Gordon finally came in and signed, well, didn't sign, but reported that was going to be the end of my good times with Austin Eckler. Nope. I've been starting him ever since. I've been starting him all season except for the bye weeks.
Still rolling.
And you know what? I may have to go back and do some research, but he may have performed better in those bye weeks than some of the backs that I may have started.
You know what? You got to keep rolling with them. I mean, we talk about flexes. That's one of the best flexes out there, too.
I mean, that's a solid RB2 start there.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Austin Eckler definitely thrills you. We're going to move on. Oh, let's do one more kill. Because there's only one tight end really left on this team. And so when we said a couple weeks ago that Jack Doyle was going to take over, I didn't expect 2 catches for 27 yards on 6 targets.
That is not taking over.
He's a clear number one tight end for the Indianapolis Colts.
He's the only one.
He's the only one.
And like, who's their number two this week? I can't even remember who their number two was.
And he underachieved against a Tampa Bay defense that's been susceptible to the tight end.
Tampa Bay defense that still gave up 35 points to the Colts.
Yeah, no doubt. Coming up, Jack Doyle looks to get back on track at New Orleans, home against Carolina and at Jacksonville. The Colts will have much margin for error, period. And we hope that Jack Doyle actually gets back on track, which I think he will, coming up this week at New Orleans.
No!
Waiver wire action. Yeah, there's some guys we're going to mention here that we've mentioned over the past couple weeks. We won't do a lot of those. We do want to mention a few guys because, again, we realize a lot of people are already eliminated.
Yeah.
But there are some guys out there that are still competing and listen to the show. And we want to give you some names out there if you can pick up some guys. Because there are some leagues that your roster's frozen. But if you can, go on the waiver wire, pick some of these guys up. Ryan Tannehill. Yes, we've mentioned him a couple times over the last few weeks in the waiver wire.
If you've been waiting to pick up Ryan Tannehill,
man,
you have been waiting far too long. I mean, that's an MVP candidate.
He had almost 400 yards passing on less than 30 pass attempts in week 14.
That's ridiculous. Ryan Tannehill.
He has a 7.5% TD rate, which is second in the league to Lamar Jackson since week 7. And that's because Lamar Jackson doesn't throw the ball nearly as much as Ryan Tannehill. So Ryan Tannehill, 7%, almost 8% of the passes that he throws are for touchdowns.
Yeah.
What are you waiting on?
Yeah. What? Like, you've been watching the same highlights we have.
He's only owning 47% of Yahoo leagues.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
That is ridiculous.
Ryan Tannehill should definitely be picked up if you need a quarterback, if you're streaming quarterbacks, if you have like we mentioned, he's played better than Russell Wilson, who may have barely be keeping you alive in five of the last seven games. He's outperformed Russell Wilson.
I mean, he's not the only guy either that he's outperformed.
But I'm just saying.
But I mean, yeah, like what are you waiting for? Like, what more do you need from Ryan Tannehill, for God's sake?
I don't know. But go get him if he's out there. Patrick Laird, he got 19 touches last week and is averaging 4 targets per game over the last 2 weeks. Tough matchup against the Giants. They are a good run defense. But he will get his touches, whether it be in the ground or in the air. Patrick Laird and the Miami Dolphins, they're going to be getting him his fair share of touches in this game against the Giants on Sunday. DeAndre Washington. Yes, Josh Jacobs missed last week. DeAndre got a touchdown and doubled what Jalen Richard did as far as carries. Mm. DeAndre Washington is only owned in 5% of Yahoo leagues, guys. He also had 7 targets last week and faces Jacksonville, who their defense and their team has given up, but primarily their defense. I mean, they're dead last in power rankings, according to NFL.com, or the Jacksonville Jaguars. So this is a good matchup for DeAndre Washington. Just get him. If you need a running back, at least a flex. You know he's going to touch the ball a lot, depending on the situation with Josh Jacobs, if he's able to play. But even then, he's probably going to be a solid number 2 behind Josh Jacobs. So monitor that situation. But DeAndre Washington could be a nice pickup for you.
That injury to Josh Jacobs may be a little bit more serious than we thought, too.
Yeah,
he could be pressing to start service again.
Yeah, I don't see him. That's their running back in the future. They're not going to put him out there when they're not making the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want you to line, you're moving to a new city next year, you want him back 100% healthy, last thing you want to do is him be rehabbing all season.
Right.
A pair of guys on the same team. I don't know which one of them is going to have the football, but I'm going to mention them both as far as guys to look at on the waiver wire. Chris Thompson, because Darius Geis is out and Thompson is healthy. Caught 7 passes. In his first game back last week, could be a nice flex this week. Because we know that Adrian Peterson, the one thing he has never done in his career, is catch the football out the backfield.
No.
He did run the ball 20 times last week, and these might be the last 3 games of Adrian Peterson's career, Hall of Fame career.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a tough matchup against the Eagles this week, 9th best against the opposing running backs. But he could still get 20 touches. Now, that said, go back to what I just mentioned, that the Eagles are 9th against the run. Which is why I say Chris Thompson and Adrian Peterson can both be nice pickups for you.
Handcuff them.
Well, you kind of got to pick your poison.
Yeah.
I mean, one of them's going to do all right, I think, in fantasy this week. I mean, but you know, Adrian Peterson's going to run like a man possessed. Because he's the last 3 games of his career.
Yeah. The throttle is all the way open for AD.
Yeah, so we'll see. One of these 2 guys is going to perform. We don't know which one. I'll say monitor the situation, monitor what's going on with the Redskins. And if you need one or the other, take your pick. Noah Fant, tight end for the Broncos. As we mentioned, Drew Locke. This guy is actually benefiting from Drew Locke, the rookie quarterback, taking over the reins for the offense.
Been his favorite guy for the most part.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And they're at KC this week, whose defense is 30th defending the tight end.
Woof.
He had his second 100-yard receiving game against the Texans last week, did Fant, including a 48-yard reception and a 14-yard touchdown. He also has the Lions next week. Another defense that's susceptible to tight ends. Noah Fant is a guy, if you need a tight end or a flex, you should be looking at.
I see the Broncos being like one of those teams that's going to play spoiler, especially in week 17. I could definitely see that, but like over the rest of the season, like keep your eye on a couple of guys on the Broncos. You know, Drew Lock, Noah Font.
Yeah, yeah.
Go out and pick one of them, quite honestly, because I, like I said, I think that team is going to be playing spoiler, and whenever there's a spoiler, there's going to be somebody who's picking up points for you.
They're young and they have something to prove.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you need to know. They have that fire that they know they wanted to be in a better place by this point in the season. They're not, but they're making a run for it.
They may be figuring it out.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
Because they're so young. So
one more tight end to look at, and then we'll do a 2-minute warning here. Ian Thomas. Greg Olsen was out last week, and Thomas got 10 targets, 5 receptions, 57 yards, and a touchdown. This week, Carolina faces Seattle, and the Seahawks are 31st against opposing tight ends. If Greg Olsen is again out, Ian Thomas could have a huge game. Again, the Seattle Seahawks are 31st against opposing tight ends in the NFL.
That's what's called a favorable matchup.
Yes. Ian Thomas, a guy you probably never heard of, unless you actually follow what's going on with the Carolina Panthers in the passing game. You probably never heard of him. Get yourself Ian Thomas if you need him.
I'm not sure there's people who are students of the Carolina Panthers depth chart who have heard of Ian Thomas.
And you're welcome.
you're welcome from your Uncle Bartender.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And that's your waiver wire, guys. And then we will start up. Your 2-minute warning. We will challenge each other as far as some matchups, some of them not very favorable.
Right.
And then we have to make a choice, one or the other. Jim, okay. Let's see what we got here. Sam Darnold at Baltimore or Matty Ice, Matt Ryan, at San Fran?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Not favorable either way.
Now, that said, the San Francisco defense didn't exactly do you any favors either.
Yeah, they just got lit up. But they won.
Yeah.
They won.
Yeah.
And they're mad because they got lit up.
Right.
Because when you win, you're still hard practice when you give it that many points.
Yeah.
But anyway, you got to make a choice.
Let's see. Matty Ice and...
Or Sam Darnold.
Or Sam Darnold.
Both of them on the road, so that doesn't make it easier.
Yeah, that's... Ooh. Man, that is
a big one.
Yeah. I don't trust Sam Darnold.
So you're going with Matty.
I'm going to go with Matty Ice. Why not?
All right, Matty Ice at San Fran. What do you got?
Mitch Trubisky at Green Bay.
My man Mitch.
Right. Or
yeah.
Russell Wilson at Carolina.
Man. I like Mitch the way he's been playing.
Yeah.
And I don't like the way Russell's been playing.
He's been playing terrible.
I have to say Russell, though, only because they're still in that.
Shocker.
They're still in that hunt. They're still in that hunt. That playoff hunt. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to go with the old savvy vet.
Wow.
For Russell Wilson.
Wow.
All right, buddy, for you.
Color me shocked.
Dak Prescott versus the Rams or Phillip Rivers versus Minnesota? Both guys are home.
I'm going to go with old man Rivers.
Phillip Rivers, huh?
Yeah.
All right. What you got?
Joe Mixon.
Who has been playing well as of late after we killed him.
184 yards last week.
After we killed him off.
184 yards last week.
About a month ago, we killed him off for the year.
We did our eulogy to Joe Mixon,
sure
even.
Did.
I believe that was even the title of one of these shows.
Yeah.
Joe Mixon versus New England.
Okay.
Obviously, that's who they're getting film on, by the way.
Yeah.
Joe Mixon versus New England. Or Adrian Peterson versus Philly.
Oh, man. And is Joe Mixon in New England?
I believe so.
Then I got to go with AP.
If you want, I can look that up real quick.
I'm just going to go with AP. You don't have to.
Okay.
I'm just going to go with AP. Neither one of them have good matchups. I got that feeling, baby.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. One more for you.
You're going to ride Adrian Peterson until the tank is dry, aren't you?
Yes, indeed. It's already going down.
Right.
Okay, I pretty much know where this is going, but I have to say it anyway for you. Alvin Kamara versus Indy or your boy Austin Eckler taking on Minnesota.
Oh, come on. Like, that's even a mystery.
But, man, Minnesota though.
Yeah, but,
I mean,
Austin Eckler.
I know that's your guy.
Austin Eckler's still been putting it up.
Yeah, that's your guy.
Yeah.
You're riding with Austin.
Patriots at Bengals, by the way. Do you revise your pick?
No. I'm still going to.
Even though the light on the fuel gauge is turned on
Patriots
for AP.
Patriots are not happy right now.
They're not.
Not playing that well.
They're having to deal with this whole film gate thing again.
But they're not playing inspired, which is why
absolutely.
Yeah. All right, what you got?
Julio Jones at San Fran or Devontae Adams versus Chicago?
I got to go with Devontae because he did light up the Bears until he got lit up.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with Devontae at home in that one. That's pretty much that's a no-brainer, and that's pretty much how we wind down this week. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Good luck to you guys who are all still alive, and you're still alive in one of your leagues too, right?
In consolation brackets, sure.
Hey, you're still playing.
Yeah.
I am playing on DraftKings. Daily leagues, that's how I'm riding for the rest of the way.
I'm thinking that's how I'm going to have to go if I want to do anything this year.
No, but we for you guys that are still alive, we appreciate you listening here on WSBT Radio.
Hey, by the way,
radio.com.
I'm going to throw some free pub out there.
What's that?
Get to Rocks this week.
Oh, yeah, Rock Sports Bar.
Yeah.
Downtown Mishawaka.
Yeah. Go
to Lincoln Way East.
Go pay your last respects to Rock Sports Bar.
Yes, indeed. After 19 years, Mr. Rocco Zappia, the owner and proprietor, is hanging it up. We wish Rock the best. He has been a great sponsor of many different facets of our shows that we've done over the years. And we just wish him the best. Of course, I also work there, so it also helps.
Right.
So next time you hear my voice, I'll be unemployed and begging.
And we'll be doing our season finale.
Yes, begging for WIC, food stamps, table scraps, whatever it takes.
Come on, buddy. You know you got a place on my table.
You can also check us out on Twitter if you have any questions as far as making your lineups or anything else at RosterDocsWSBT. We will talk to you guys for the season finale next week. It's been a lot of fun.
It has been.
The ride continues for some of us. Not so much for others.
Not so much at all.
We'll talk to you next week, guys.